Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mike Golic, 8-year NFL veteran, co-host of Mike and Mike on ESPN Radio, a Radio Hall of Famer, and you can follow him on Twitter at ESPN Golic. He's joining Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Good morning, Mike. Thanks for your time. How are you?
No problem. How are we doing?
Doing real well. Doing real well. On the last hour, we had a conversation that really took off, and we took a lot of phone calls on it as well, because Lorenzo Neal has been willing to talk to parents about the issue, to advise them, and that's the study in the New York Times about CTE in brains, 110 brains out of 111 former NFL players tested positive for CTE. You have children who played football. When you're asked by parents about CTE, football, the youth, what do you say?
Well, I mean, that's a lot. My wife has been involved with the NFL and USA Football. She's on the board for USA Football and been heavily involved as that mom that goes around the country and talks to other moms about youth football and the things they're doing to help the game. You know, from less tackle hitting time during the year during practices, to heads up football, to making sure coaches are qualified. So there's a lot to talk about. As far as that study, the one thing I told people yesterday, we talked about it, is you know, Ann McKee, who heads up this at Boston University, the study about it, she doesn't write the headline. So the headline says 110 out of 111 NFL brains test positive for CTE. I mean, and when people send it to me, look at this, goal, look, I said, read the article. That's what I tell people, read the article. In the article, it says it's a biased sampling because these are players whose families thought their guys had something wrong with them. It wasn't a random sampling. These are people that they thought they had issues. There are still most of the people I played with and know that don't have any issues. But now we're finding out more and more. So to think there isn't some, you know, something that can happen from repeated head trauma, we all understand that and believe there can be something, but let's find out more. And every time I say that on air, we need to learn more, people crush me for it. And I'm like, wait a minute, I just read this article, and Ann McKee said we need more research. I read another article that actually refuted some of her stuff, but these neurologists are saying we need more study. How much do steroids come into play, opioids come into play, alcohol come into play, genetics come into play, family history come into play? The people I feel bad for right now, guys, are the parents of Little League players. They're like, what do we listen to? What do we believe? What do we do? You know, what article do we read that we put our faith in? So what I tell people, quite honestly, I say, in all honesty, I said, we're finding out more and more, and we'll continue to. But to me, it's the best time to have your kids play, because there's the most focus on football and youth football right now because of the head trauma. So now we're getting better equipment. We're getting coaches that are qualified, more qualified. We're doing away with the Neanderthal bull in the rings and drills that show how tough you are at 10 years old. We're learning the proper fundamentals of football to keep our head up at tackling. We're hitting less during practice. So I think, quite honestly, it's the best time to have your kid get in and play. And even that said, if I say all that and parents say, you know what, I don't want to play, I said, that's fine. I say to parents, just make your decision based on education, not on fear.
Yeah, Mike, I couldn't agree with you more. I have a son, he's at Purdue, and we watched the movie Concussion together and came out and said, Dad, are you okay? And I said, yes, son. I said, but, you know, are you going to be okay? I said, it's not about me. It's about you. You understand what could happen. And a lot of times it doesn't happen to a lot of these young men. But, you know, I just want parents to know that, hey, parents have to be an advocate for their kids, because kids are going to make decisions sometimes is not in their best interest. And also soccer has a huge rise.
Yeah.
You know, Mike, girls soccer, because I think a lot of it, you can chime in this as well, I think a lot of it has to do with guys and parents aren't teaching their kids how to work their trap in their neck to strengthen muscles that will keep your head in more of a base, you know, for you won't have that jarring. You see soccer concussions for girls is through the roof. So it's not just football.
They have said that they're, because, again, of the emphasis being on this, there's so many ways that you can help, to, like you said, strengthening the neck. I know in some soccer leagues, they've banned heading the ball until you're at least 10 years old to get that out of the game early on. So a lot of sports are taking precautions for this. You're never going to make sports safe, but you can try and make it safer, you know, by proper nutrition, proper exercise, proper technique. So instead of saying, oh my God, let's have the fear of God and never play football, never play soccer, never play hockey, never play lacrosse, and everybody just sits around and plays a video game and we have an even more obese nation, you know, is we say, okay, we see some issues here. Let's see what we can do to help lessen the effect of that. What can we do? And let's work that way instead of just saying, oh my God, we need to get rid of all this. I just don't see that as the answer.
Mike Golic joining us here on 95.7 The Game, transitioning to actual on-field football topics. A lot of excitement out here about the Oakland Raiders, Mike. Do you think that this team is ready with Marshawn Lynch in place to take that next step and maybe get to the conference championship?
Well, I mean, I don't even have to say Marshawn Lynch. I think they were in place before Marshawn Lynch. I mean, you take care of Derek Carr. You know, you've got Khalil Mack, Amari Cooper, that offensive line. The offensive line has become the sexy talk in the NFL, and no one's more happier than the fat offensive lineman, you know, because people are talking to them in that kind of way now. And I believe Oakland and Dallas really had those two of the top lines, Tennessee in there as well. So we were just talking about it this morning. I mean, going into the season, New England is such a heavy favorite in all of their games and to represent the AFC. And we were talking about who's the biggest threat. And I think it's the Raiders. I think it's the Raiders and or the Steelers as the top two. The Raiders are set. And you have to look at the situation. You know, you just took care of Derek Carr, but you don't have to take care of Khalil Mack this year just yet. Amari Cooper yet. Other big money guys, you've certainly paid some other big money to offensive linemen, but you look at the situation is you try and hold together that team as long as you can, like you did when you struck gold in Seattle with Russell Wilson being a third-round quarterback. You didn't have to pay him for a while because a lot of people look at Joe Flacco and with the Ravens when he cashed in and got his big money that next year, and since, they haven't done as well. So Oakland is still in that situation where they can keep a lot of those players and work through and maneuver with the cap to keep the players. But I love the talent on that team. Love the talent on that team. So to me, that's the team that could challenge New England. And looking way too far ahead at this point, we haven't even had a preseason game. An actual key would be to have home field in the playoffs, which will be difficult because Oakland plays in a much more difficult division than the Patriots do.
Mike, you mentioned Joe Flacco and the Ravens. It turns out he's dealing with a back issue. Now, it's not considered to be too serious. Possibly he's out 3 to 6 weeks. But if this turns out to be worse than originally diagnosed, John Harbaugh, Jim Harbaugh, the Colin Kaepernick connection, could you see John Harbaugh bringing Colin Kaepernick in?
Oh, I absolutely could. And we got one other connection, Greg Roman. Greg Roman was the old coordinator in San Francisco. Kaepernick's record was 25-14 when Roman was his coordinator. And when he wasn't, I think he was like 3-16 or some horrible numbers when it was other people. So that's another connection. So, yeah, right now Ryan Mallett is the backup quarterback. Do we think Colin Kaepernick? I know Kaepernick's issues are more from the pocket. Flacco's a pocket thrower. Mallett's a pocket thrower. That's kind of how their offense runs. So that would certainly be something that Kaepernick has to get better at, is the pocket passing. But I think at this point, since Colin Kaepernick has chosen not to really talk about anything and he hasn't gotten a workout anywhere, I think if the opportunity arises, he should jump on that. He needs football people to see him play football again. And I think that could be a good opportunity in Baltimore.
Mike, if you have some time before we let you go, tell us about the work you're doing with Omax 3.
Well, Omax, it's, you know, these the fish oil pills. Sometimes you're just like, oh, my God, you know, fish oil pills, how awful they taste and all that. But that was the one thing, because I believe in the fish oil, in the omega-3s, and Omax 3 has been fantastic for me, my wife. There are even some for the pets. I have three dogs. One's a 13-year-old lab. They make them for pets as well.
No way. No chance.
I kid you not.
You've gone too far this time, Golic.
I'm telling you, my wife and I take them every day. And and my dog takes it every day. But no fish oil smell, nothing like that, or taste at all. I mean, I absolutely believe in this a lot. You know, as any person, and then a football player, you know, as you would know, you have joint issues. So this so helps that out. It makes me feel so much. I am in the best shape of my life. I'm, you know, working out good, eating well, but there's no doubt that the Omax 3 has gone a long way to help me get where I am right now. So I couldn't recommend it more. Easy to take, no fishy taste, and it really, really helps.
8-year NFL vet and co-host of Mike and Mike on ESPN Radio. Follow him on Twitter at ESPN Golic. It's Mike Golic with Joe Lo and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Thank you for your time, Mike. Terrific interview. Hopefully we can do it again soon.
Sounds good. You guys take it easy. See you, Lo.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.